I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing the morning music program.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips, and there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You've lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love. Starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful's dying. You've lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you if you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. Slip away.
Phil Spector collaborated with Barry Mann and his wife, Cynthia Neal, to sing or to write You've Lost That Loving Feeling. It was sung by Glen Campbell, and a very good chorus, I thought, to make that an interesting recording. And Barry Mann and Cynthia Vell also wrote this one.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay. Just a day. Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. Well, I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on me, sweet beloved. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day.
Sing the song, baby.
Oh, I just can't help believing.
One more time.
Oh, I just can't help believing.
Yeah, one more.
Oh, I just can't help believing.
For more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she smiles and whispers her magic and her tears are shining on me, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day.
Take it.
Oh, I just can't believe.
Yo.
Oh, I just can't believe. Oh, I just can't believe.
Elvis Presley sang "I Just Can't Help Believing" to a very appreciative audience. If we listen to our radios in the late 1950s, there was a good chance that we'd hear recordings by Johnny Mathis and also by the Four Lads, such as these.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. G-
just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
We will have these moments to remember. separate ways. We will have these moments to remember.
Moments to Remember, sung by the Four Lads in 1956, and Johnny Mathis recorded Chances Are in 1958. In 1913, Al Jolson starred in a Broadway show called The Honeymoon Express. My next two selections are songs that were written for Jolson to sing in that show.
I didn't want to do it, I didn't want to do it. You made me want to, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometime, you made me glad. But there were times, baby, you made me feel so bad. You made me cry for, I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do, indeed I do, you know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Joseph McCarthy and James Monaco wrote You Made Me Love You for Al Jolson to sing in the New York show The Honeymoon Express in 1913. That recording of Jolson's song was made, would have been in the late 1940s, just after Jolson appeared in the motion picture The Jolson Story. Jolson also sang this song in The Honeymoon Express.
Listen to me
and to me
while I tell you,
cut me in,
of the Spaniard that blighted my life.
La 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 la.
Listen to me
and to me
while I tell you,
I hear you,
of the man who stole my future wife.
La la la. 'Twas at the bullfight where we met him.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd been watching his daring display.
Oh, the schmo. And while I went out for some nuts and a program, the dirty dog stole her away.
The pig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
But I've sworn that I'll have my revenge.
Yes, he swears that he'll have his revenge.
Oh, if I catch Alfonso Spagoni, the toreador,
he'll rue the day.
With one mighty swipe, I will dislocate his belly jaw.
Oh, and he will. He will.
I'll find this little fighter, I will. And when I catch him, the blighter I'll kill. He shall die.
He shall die.
He shall die.
He shall die.
He shall die till the eye tie, 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 tie.
He shall die.
I'll kill him.
He shall die.
I'll fracture him. I'll raise a bunion on his Spanish onion if I catch him bending tonight.
When he gets that spaghetti, he will wish that he'd never been born. And for that special reason, his stiletto he's fetched out of pawn.
It cost me 5 shillings to fetch it.
Pretty penny.
The expense it has caused me much pain.
Well, rather.
But the pawnbroker promised, when I've killed Spagoni, he'll take it in pawn once again.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So tonight there will be dirty work.
So tonight there will be dirty work.
Tweety, tweety, tweet, tweety, tweet, tweety, tweet, 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 tweet.
Say, Bing, I don't think that fits.
What, that note?
Yeah.
Well, take it out, wear it a while, bring it back. Think we should continue?
We'll go to jail for doing this.
I'll raise a bunion on his Spanish onion if I catch him bending tonight. La, 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 la.
The Spaniard That Blighted My Life, written by Billy Merson, and in that recording it was sung by Bing Crosby and Al Jolson with the orchestra of Morris Stoloff. If you're a regular listener to my program, you'll remember that normally at about this time I introduce a singer of renown. It's a recording by a vocalist whom I might not normally include in my selections. And today it's a soprano who was born in Bohemia, which is now the part of the Czech Republic, I believe, in 1901. And she became a leading soprano in opera and operetta in Europe, and particularly in Germany. The recording I'm going to play is The Nun's Chorus from the operetta Casanova, music by Johann Strauss, adapted by Ralph Banatsky, and the singer is Annie Frind.
Thank you.
Tiny Friend sang the Nuns Chorus from Casanova.
I have a story to tell. It's old as the hills, but oh well. It has one twist that might interest you. Skies of blue that turn gray. And when they turn, stay that way. All stories must, people say, be like the dust blow away. And if they happen, pause by chance, just a glance, then they're through. Maybe it's happened to you. They bumped into each other, as people often do. And that's the situation that was always meant for two. A boy, a girl, a lamplight. My story starts, it's nothing new. She didn't drop her hanky, no, that trick was overdone. But once her eye had twinkled, her first point had been won. A boy, a girl, a lamplight. My story's sad, but then it's true. And when they saw each other smile, the hearts looked just like the Nile. The stars all seemed to glisten, the clouds stood still to listen. They didn't speak for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, the clouds moved overhead. The Nile was just the Hudson, and the stars above them fled. A boy, a girl, a lamplight. My story ends, and so to bed.
The Viennese-born American singer Grace Keller sang Lamplight.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Well, honey, walking the floor is good for you. So keep right on walking, and won't hurt you to cry. Just remember that I love you, and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. Well, I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you.
That was Pat Boone's hit recording from 1960 of Walking the Floor Over You. It was written by the American country singer-songwriter Ernest Tubb, who was born about this time of the year in 1941. A hit for Pat Boone. The Moon, written by Morgan Lewis and Nancy Hamilton for a 1940 New York show called Two for the Show. Now, that recording by Les Paul and Mary Ford was a hit in 1951, as was this song.
When you are in love, it's the loveliest night of the year. Stars twinkle above, and you almost can touch them from here. Words fall into rhyme any time you're holding me near. When night of the year, waltzing along in the blue, like a breeze drifting over the sand, thrilled by the wonder of you and the wonderful touch of your hand, and my heart starts to beat like a child when a birthday is near. So kiss me, my sweet, it's the loveliest night of the year.
drifting along in the blue, like a breeze drifting over the sand, thrilled by the wonder of you and the wonderful touch of your hand. And my heart starts to beat like a child when a birthday is near. So kiss me, my sweet. It's the loveliest night of the year.
That was Mario Lanza singing The Loveliest Night of the Year, just as he sang it in the motion picture The Great Caruso. It was a hit for Mario Lanza in 1951. The song had been written by Irving Aronson and Paul Francis Webster. My next two selections are compositions of Ubi Blake.
Thank you.
Memories of You was sung by Louis Armstrong with his band in 1930, and I'm Just Wild About Harry was played by Jimmy Dorsey's band, both songs composed by UB Blake. About this time of the year in February in 1971, a notable event in popular music happened in Sydney. It was the closure of the Trocadero Ballroom in George Street. And over the years, in which it, some 35 years, in which dancers danced to the ballroom orchestras, they were entertained and enjoyed the music of Dick Freeman's ensemble. And here's a recording of Dick Freeman's ensemble. Freeman's ensemble played Robins and Roses, just as they would have played for the dancers at the Trocadero Ballroom in the 1930s.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door a guy, wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So talk to Mama like a good girl should, and Ma talked to Pa like I knew she would, and they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
A Guy is a Guy, written by Oscar Brand, sung by Doris Day.